Well, thanks so much for joining us. It has been a full show today, and I can't think of a better way to wrap up the Halloween edition of the Evan Bray Show than to bring back my friend Sean Barassa. You will remember Sean. I've had him on the program a couple of times. He's a registered nurse working in Saskatoon, but also creator of the game Eulogy. Eulogy being spelt with a Y-O-U off the start. And of course, we were at the concept phase. We were getting it ready for distribution at one point. And I welcome Sean Barassa back to the show. Sean, how are you doing today?
Well, pretty good. Thanks for having me, Evan.
I love the fact that it's Halloween and we're getting an update on your board game Eulogy. So let's just start with this very quickly. Just to recap quickly, what is the game about? How does it work?
Yeah, the game is basically it puts your party at a funeral home, and you celebrate the loss of people that you're there to make up. So it's kind of like Cards Against Humanity meets Mad Libs. You create characters, you kill them, and then you watch one of your friends struggle to make a eulogy for them.
And it's a game that how many people can play? Up to how many?
It's best suited for 4 to 8. Like, we've played with bigger parties, but it gets a little hard to follow. So 4 to 8 is kind of the perfect spot.
So last I heard, I mean, you were raising some funds, you were getting the prototype made, and where are things at now?
Yeah, it's taken a lot longer. I'm obviously a better creator than I am a businessman, but it's taken a lot longer than I thought. But we have the first production run in my condo. So there's 1,500 games sitting in my basement, and we're just working on delivering those to the people from Kickstarter. But people can actually order now on my website. It's eulogyboardgames.com, Y-O-U-L-O-G-Y, boardgames.com.
Good stuff. Well, I am happy. I was very proud to support you on your Kickstarter campaign, so I'm excited to get my first copy. You're going to be handing these out. Are these things that could potentially be in time for Christmas for people?
Well, yeah, so there's we sold about 300 on the Kickstarter, so there's 1,200 up for grabs. So if anyone wants to bring death to Christmas, I mean, it's more fun than it
bring
sounds.
Death to
it's,
Christmas, I like that. Yeah, on Halloween, like nonetheless.
Before Christmas, yeah.
That's good. So, again, the website is eulogyboardgames.com?
Yeah, correct.
Good stuff. Well, it's I'm trusting that you will sell many of them. You've loaned your prototype out to people to play it, to try it. What type of feedback have you got from people?
Honestly, I originally thought it was just people being nice to me, but the crazy thing is as people I didn't know played it, they were like, oh, okay, when is this going to be available? That was kind of the point where I knew that this was going to be this could be something big, I think. Like, honestly, I have faith. It's really fun. I'm biased, but
I would say registered nurse by day, but I know you work shift work, so it's registered nurse is your regular job. Board game creator is the other. Eulogy, it's been, I'm sure, quite the experience, Sean.
Yeah, it's been pretty fun, honestly. Save lives by day and take fake lives away by nighttime, I guess.
Well, thanks so much for giving us the update. I was happy we were able to squeeze you on the show today. Great Halloween way to capture the end of the show here today. Thanks and congrats, and I'll give the website out again here before we're done.
Hey, thanks so much, Evan. Have a good one. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween indeed. Sean Barassa, who's the creator of the game Eulogy. Looks so fun. You can check it out. In fact, if you want to buy it, eulogyboardgames.com is where you can go. Well, that brings us to the end of our week, our Halloween edition of the show. Big thanks to our crew that helped put this program together every day. Frank Ehler, Adam Gruhl. We had Chance Aspen here today. My friend Brett Horton is helping us out behind the glass right now and on the board. We thank them. Libby Gray and Nicole Garn, our show producers, and then our programming team, our newsroom, everyone that comes together, helps put this show together so that you and I have the easy job. I just get to come here and have a chat with you every day, and I very much appreciate you joining us. Have a great Halloween. Have a safe Halloween. Go Jays, go! Let's connect again Monday morning at 8:30 right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.